Okay, here we go. 10 minutes with the Chafetz Chaim. Let's talk about when it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara. A mitzvah even, he says, to speak Lashon Hara. And this applies to what we discussed yesterday. Here is the classic example. Lashon Hara is mutter when it's for toelis, tough, vav, ayin, lamed, tough, a benefit to protect you, to help you. Look and see if Yir Aleph. V'da'od, Iker Gadol b'nyanim Eilu. Yimechad rotze l'hachniz chaver b'nyanav. Gon l'sarcho l'u molachto, o l'shtatef imo, l'as shirach imo. Afil l'shom alav adat ashum ra. Afil l'hachi mutter lidrosh v'lachkor eitzel anashim amahuso v'nyano. Even though they might speak negative things to you, you want to hire someone to work for you. So, are you allowed to ask his previous employer, is he a good guy? Of course you're allowed to do that. That's toelis. If his previous employer tells you that this guy has sticky fingers, that somehow there's supposed to be $1,000 in the cash register and there's 980. And the next day also, so that's mutter. Because that's Lashon Hara l'toelis. You're not trying to find things out to because you want to get the guy. You're trying to protect yourself. Protect yourself from damage. That's the classic toelis. To protect yourself from damage. What? Yes. We'll get to that. Or a business partner. You want to go into business with someone. And you want to check out whether this guy's an honest guy. Of course you can ask his previous business partners or his friends, is this guy honest? And I'm going to invest $5 million with him. Of course you got to ask that. And the ultimate example, shidduch. You're trying to check somebody out, whether she's appropriate to fit with you to build the Torah home. Of course you got to ask. And the person's supposed to give you honest answers. This is a big deal. This is a... something very nice in the YU world, and this comes mostly through Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter is known to tell the truth about these Nyanei Shidduchim. So that permeates the YU world, and the YU Rebbes tend to tell the truth. So I tell the young women checking out a guy in YU, they're likely to get an honest answer, an accurate answer. But of course that's mutter. Okay, is that clear? That's toelis. Now let's discuss some details. Nearly, should tzarich sheyodia l'misha sholmeito sherotze laso shidduch u'gazel yelav shum chshash iser. This is important. You're supposed to tell the person why you're asking. You're not supposed to just, I'm shooting the breeze and then I'm going to ask you about someone and see what you say. You have to tell them why you're asking. Why? Because let's say I want to go into business with someone and I'm schmoozing, and I know you still, you know more. We're schmoozing. If I don't tell you why I'm asking and then you tell me bad stuff about him, then what? And that's an avera. And I believe neither. Because my intention was for toelis, but yours wasn't for toelis, for a benefit. So if I'm checking somebody out, you've got to tell the person. Now, but wait a second, but if I tell him why I'm asking, he won't tell me the truth. That's a problem. But you're not allowed to do an avera. So you check somebody out. There are people, I've had this happen to me. I have a friend who's a chashuv mechanic, and somebody wanted to hire him to be a mashkiach in his yeshiva. So he called me and said, I'm calling you for toelis. I'm considering hiring so-and-so. I have a few questions. So toelis means benefit. The ho'il, like ho'il. Mo'il, it's a gemara word. Mo'il, mem vav ayin yud lamed, benefit. So I told him. I mean, the guy's a great guy, so it was easy. But is that clear? So you tell the person why you're asking, and then you're not violating leaf na'iver. That's number one. Number two, parentheses. And this is so challenging. This is where you see what it means to be a Torah Jew. The beauty of our system. Ach yizoher, shelo yamin es tshuvaso behachlata. mipnei kabbalas lashon hara, rak derech shash bia malishmor esatzma. You're checking somebody out, and you're allowed to check them out, and you hear negative information. You're not allowed to fully believe it, because that Jew has a cheskas kashrus. You're allowed to have a concern, maybe it's true, and here's the key phrase, adjust your life accordingly. I'm not going to go into business with that guy. I'm not going to go out with that girl. But it doesn't mean I believe he's a Rasha. I believe she's a Marshas. It doesn't mean that. And this is an amazing thing. This will help you as far as spreading it further. If you don't really, really believe it yourself, you're not going to spread it to everyone else. So this is amazing. This is the Torah system. Even when it's mutter to ask and hear Lashon Hara L'Toelus, and you adjust your life to not go out with that person, you're not allowed to fully believe it. That's a Jew. He has a Cheskas Kashrus. He's a Torah Jew. How can I assume he's a Russia? Just because one person told me he's a Russia? If two aidim come to Basin, and Basin accepts testimony that this guy stole money, okay, so then you can believe that the aidus in Basin of two aidim. And this is a lot of things. People hear Lashon Hara, some is for Toelis, some is not for Toelis, and they believe it, and they spread it further, and then that creates a lot of problems. Even when it's mutter to ask and to get an answer, you're not allowed to fully believe it. That's number two. Very, very important. And finally, condition number three, then we'll stop, is the responder. You're allowed to speak Lashon Hara L'Toelus, but, this we'll get to next time, Yizohar lo l'gazen es hadavar. What's l'gazen? What's a guzma? Exaggeration. You can't exaggerate. You have to try to be accurate. And this is condition number three. You have to try to be accurate. Don't exaggerate. People exaggerate all the time. What did I just do? I exaggerated. Oh, what does it? Think about it. Oh, I heard this guy has a temper. What's his temper like? Oh, he's always flying off the handle. That's unlikely that he's so constant. A more precise answer is, I've noticed he sometimes needs his control a little bit. I'd say a couple of times a month he gets a little overexcited. That's a precise answer. As opposed to he's always late. He's always doing this. You should try to avoid those words. Try to stick with the facts that you know. And again, it's for Toelis. If I'm going to hire you, I want to know whether you come on time. I want to know whether you're honest. So you can tell me, does that come on time? So rule number one, the questioner has to say why he's asking. Rule number two, the questioner is not allowed to fully believe what he's hearing when it's negative. You adjust your life accordingly. It doesn't mean you fully believe. I'm allowed not to go out with you. I'm allowed not to hire you. I'm protecting myself. It doesn't mean I believe this guy's a Russia. I'll give him a dirty look when I walk by him on the street. No, I won't. It might be a pleasant person. And number three, the responder is not supposed to exaggerate. So this halacha, Klal Dal, Sifir Aleph, is very important.